Today from the Ohio Newsroom, cold cases in the classroom.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Claire Roth. Around half of murder cases in the United States go unsolved, leading to a large backlog of cold cases. With limited resources to investigate, some Ohio agencies are looking to students to help defrost them. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports from a Northwest Ohio college.
On a Friday at Tiffin University, a classroom is abuzz with students. Dozens file in, chatting about their spring break plans and upcoming exams. But instead of settling in for a lecture, the students dive into an investigation.
Today we're mostly going over suspectology and trying to get a good grasp on...
Around 80 students are a part of Tiffin University's Cold Case Fellowship. They sift through hundreds of pages of real police reports, witness testimonies, and autopsies in hopes of getting a new lead on cases that have sat unsolved for decades.
Well, I tell the law enforcement, it's like fresh eyes, true fresh eyes. That who really, 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 really want to help.
That's Michael Curtis, a former police officer and director of the fellowship program. Unsolved homicide cases hit record highs in recent years. More than 2,500 unsolved murders are listed on the Ohio Attorney General's Cold Case Unit database alone. Curtis says it's not due to apathy or incompetence. It's resources. For small towns, there's often not enough staff. In bigger cities, homicide cases are more common, and allocating time for cold cases can come at the expense of investigating current crimes, and vice versa.
We want to help agencies look at these cases that are just sitting there. What else are you going to do with them?
Tiffin's fellowship takes them off the dusty shelves and puts them into the hands of students who rate the solvability of a case, track the social network of victims, and put together dossiers on suspects. Students also look for DNA evidence that can be retested with new technology. When they do uncover a lead, Curtis often accompanies students out into the field for interviews where he teaches by example.
Do they sound credible? Is their story, are they corroborating what they said 15 years ago? Because people forget what they said 15 years ago.
All of the information they find goes straight back to law enforcement agencies. And students are clamoring to participate. The fellowship has gone from 60 to 80 students in just 3 years. But Curtis is clear, this isn't play detective.
This isn't CSI Tiffin. This is like an academic professional enterprise.
Students have to sign a non-disclosure agreement and undergo a rigorous process to be selected because these are real cases. And he says, most importantly, it's real families that are impacted, some of which have been looking for answers for decades. Daniel Allen advocates for the family of Danny Violet, a Huron County teenager who died of asphyxiation in 1998. Allen says the Cold Case Fellowship has led to new leads in a more than 25-year-old case.
We weren't getting anywhere, you know, and then to walk into a room and see 40 educated college students poring over this file, I mean, it's like... It's hard to even put in words what that means, you know, like to have that much attention and that much focus, which Danny has deserved all this time.
That's exactly why junior Alexandria Walshens wanted to join the fellowship.
I'm a big justice person. I want to bring justice, or at least try to bring a little bit more light to a case where people may never have gotten answers to. We still care. People still care.
Walshens knows it's not always going to lead to solving a case or an indictment. But she's content knowing it can make more families feel seen. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Tiffin.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.